Pinchas ben Elozor ben Aaron HaKoyen Heishiv eschamosim ha'abnei Yisrael Vekano yeskinisi kinosi v'soichon V'lechinisi es bnei Yisrael v'kinosi Nochen emoir hineni noisen lo yesbrisi sholem Stikliyoko says Pinchas ben Elozor ben Aaron HaKoyen. What is this Yichus? Pinchas ben Elozor ben Aaron HaKoyen. So the Kliyoko says, Pinchas had enough reasons for not doing it. He could have said, I'm the son of Elozor. My father has married the daughter of Yisoy. People will say, Pinchas, your grandfather did have a desire. Why are you getting involved? Ben Aaron HaKoyen. Aaron did the Hegel. You know, Pinchas, please. You know, we start to check you. But Kanoi doesn't have to make cheshbonos what people will say, what the world will think. He has to do the right thing. But Rashi brings down a medrash. If you show you umas ha'ilam mevazi moisa, va'imrim reu ben puti ze, shipitem avi'imoi agolim la'avid zore va'olach v'horag roishavet beYisrael, nosishavet beYisrael, lefichoch yichse ha'kosu v'acharar nakei. First, the Givaldic Gemara. Just go back in the time tunnel and think. Gantz Klal Yisrael are standing. Noi Smoyev are starting to get messed up with Klal Yisrael. As a Magefe, 24,000 people are dying. Pinchas runs. He manages to kill them. He picks them up. And the Magefe stops. And the Meshpotim start to revise. Reu ben Puti zeh shepitem. Listen, that's the Lord. He will do the right thing. And he will say, Gantz Klal Yisrael in his Mechoy. And everyone knows that he's right. And everyone will speak against him. Everyone will know. He saved the Magif. He saved the Magif. Reuben put his Esher Peter Mavim. But the Shaila is, what it helps? So I heard a vote from Blaib Gub. It's a beautiful vote. One of the nicest votes that I heard from him. The Gemara says in Yom, the beginning of the second Perek, Seder HaKtorim Beis HaMikdosh, Borishoino, everyone that wanted came. When people wanted to come, there's a lot of people. So you would do a race in the morning, they would run up the keves. The first one that managed to get to the Mizbeach, he would get to do the Ktoiras. Why they did it? It's not a physical juggling. It's a part of the chashivus of the Avodah to show that it's hard physically to get. They sell the aliyahs and shoes. So I saw them start to add numbers just to make the matzah. It shows the chashivus of the mitzvah. They don't do it in yeshivas, guys don't have money yet. But it's a part, it's not the pshat stam. The guy runs quicker, shows that he mamish wants. Pamachas are you shnaim rotzim bakevash, zog the Gemara. Nichnas echod lotoich dalad ames shel chaveiroi. He managed to get into the dalad ames of chaveiroi. Not al asakin v'dokroi beliboi. The coin that thought that he's going to win, the other guy managed to beat him. He stabbed him. Omar, Schar Yaakoyin v'Omar, says, Yodeinu l'shofchu es adam, kapore, bo oviv shel tinoik. V'Omar, adayin hu meparper, he's not dead. Iye bni kaparaschem, oitziyu asakin shelo itetame. You could save the knife, not to become Tomei Mes. Was nothing more to do anymore. That's all already gave up. But you could save the knife. Lelametcho, how much Tumas Kelim was chomor in that days. Father is losing his son. Iboyelo, klar de Gemara Hashayim. Tumas Kelim kedekai mekaine. Mustake chomu, veretzichehu dekalehu, oiretziche kedekaime kaime, vetumaskelim chamiche. I will explain. The Gemara is clearing, this father is losing his son. The terrible story that happened. Terrible tragedy. And he's busy with the knife. Clears the Gemara from where it came. Knives were choshev kedusha b'samigdash. Life of people was not important in that days. Oh, no, 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 no. Like exactly by us. But, to maskelim chamira, life ahem, it's not what to do anymore. Hashem, who created, why we live to serve Hashem? In his house, his knife. All the life is Afrikaan. So from where it came, to maskeilim kedekai mekaime, but retzicha udekalu, or retzich to maskeilim kedekai mekaime, very chomu, to maskeilim, ribayno shel oilom, bayo oilom. We don't know how to cry in Beis Hamikdash. But then the knife of Hashem was more from life. Just to get a musik in Beis Hamikdash in 3 weeks. Sometimes, you know, a guy speaks Lashon Hara. Claire, what is coming? The pshat. Lashon Hara kedekai mekaime, but the God Lador, what's coming on? The God of God Lador, he has to speak.
Go to the bathroom, he's going to choke, mamish. Some of the Hanam, she mamish, when on the coffee, he's going to die. She can coffee, Tamutero, the Kalu, coffee can the Kaime Kaime. Other night, Terek, have a coffee, what's going on? Prison, all of your life, you have to check. The Shvatim were claiming, what happened here in the Kanoes of Pinchas? The Pshat is, Ratzicha, to kill a guy, have a Kvayt Shomayim. Oh, no, no, his finger was easy on the latch, I don't call that.
Yeah?
Huh? Sure. Sure, the thing to press. His finger was easy there. I remember Reb David Povalsky, I don't know if you know who's Reb David Povalsky, my rabbi. So every night he would come to yeshiva, it's good to know, 2 o'clock in the morning, he would show up, learn straight till the morning, every morning. Till 90. Then he would dive in, go home with the rest, and back comes to say, Shira, he was here regularly, yeah? First day in yeshiva. I remember, so, Stan, you were Muslim, I remember, Lel Shabbos, he would walk to yeshiva. So once he fell, then the Elam started to take him. One night he was walking to yeshiva, the yeshiva was on his right. And the other side was the dorms. And the dorm was catching on fire. Shabbos candles. So, the Bachan ran to ask him if you're allowed to call the fire engine. He said yes. He didn't pick up his head to look at the fire, he just walked into his village. He has to look at the fire, so he had to learn how I see a picture of fire. Everyone check. Yes, you're not. He walks around. Why to look at how a building is burning? So he had to learn now. We will stay outside. But David said once, remember what he said. You think it's easy for me? Every morning when I wake up 2 o'clock, he comes over to me and he tells me, David, David, the mission out, you're not 5 minutes. Sleep another 5 minutes. And I fight him. I'm 90 years old, and every day, don't think I'm 90 years old. So, David, the mission out, not 5 minutes. And I fight and I get to learn. Don't think the milchoma stops. I remember when El Shabbos is coming to Yeshiva, was Pasha Zocho, and he tells us, Shmuel, how he killed Agag with that knife? Whoa, God bless him, Shmuel. It was before he became accepted in the world, yeah? So, Adonim Rebbe, Rosh Yeshiva, Amolek! He turned over to us, you can kill a cat. Hashem Shmuel was such a tzaddik listening to Hashem, he managed to do it. Retzicha kede kaime kaime, aber rebeine shaloylo. The Shvatim were clearing from where is the kanoes of Pinchas? To kill on us, he shaved it easy. To throw stones is easy. Other name. To kill on us, he shaved it very hard. We know you, but the Zohar is in your family. It didn't come from such a festive kanois. Tif may show him name. This came because by you to kill a Nasi Shevet is not so hard. It came because he loves everyone. Aber the kanoi eskinosi, he couldn't help himself. The ribbono shel olam. Lochen in ani noisen lo yis bris yisholem. Kanoi has to be l'shem shomayim. Chazal say there was Mesirus Nefesh if Pinchas. Why? Ilu ne'epach Moran Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet. Ilu ne'epach Zimri v'harogoy lePinchas loy hoyo ne'eragoy. Zeh aloch boyel aram iskano im poigim boy. But the boyel could kill the guy who wants to kill him. Well, not aloch. You're allowed to kill him. And if he kills you, midin roidef. And the Gemara, that's the Sama, Shem Zamas for God and Shir, the Kasha is, Ilu Nepach Zimri V'Arogel L'Pilchos Lo'yo Ne'ragol of why? Because Pilchos is a Roidef, even as Kanoim Boigim, Pilchos is a Roidef. Shail is a Aloche, if you could kill the Roidef Be'echob Me'evorov, you have to. So if Zimri could have killed Pilchos by chopping off his feet, it's M'chuy. Gemara says, Ilu Nepach Zimri V'Arogel L'Pilchos Lo'yo Ne'ragol of, but if he had a way to stop Pilchus want to kill him by chopping off his feet, he would mechuyev to do it. He has a way. He could leave Kozvi. Ari kanoi poigim bo is only b'shas bia. Shaloi b'shas bia, you can't do it. So why Zimri is allowed to kill Pinchas? Ari Pinchas only wants to kill him if he's together with Kozvi. Leave Kozvi, and b'mele he will not kill you. So Moshem Zalman said a whole shir, that is mukha that I'm not mechuyev. Even if I'm doing something bad, I do what I do. If you want to kill me, I can kill you. I'm not mechuyev to stop to do what I'm doing to make you not to want to kill me. But it's not the mokim now to go into that. It's a lot of chidushes. And the Akdom is a sefer Pardes Yosef, a beautiful sefer al Atayr, three halokim. It's the Akdom from the Alter Gerer Rebbe. He says a beautiful pshat. Chazal say, Asoro nisim nasu lePinchas. Oneness that they stuck together, Zimri and Kozvi. He put the knife, he managed to go through exactly by Yisamokoim. He managed to pick them out and show everyone, if he would come out dead with Zimri, people would say, when he came in, he left. Zayi de Gerebe, Asoro nisim, one of them that was stuck together, he couldn't leave. So the only way he could have called to stop Pinchas by killing him. What we ask the Kasha? What is the heter of Zimri to kill Pinchas? You don't have Zimri to kill Pinchas. You have a way to save Zimri, Pinchas? Leave Cosby, Pinchas will leave you. And Tara says he didn't have an option to do that. It's more to Rutzim than the Nirdaf himself has a heter. Now, the verb asks a kasha, why it's a nest for Pinchas that he didn't manage to leave? Some say that the Devik was after that, not, but if the way to get Rebbe learns that he didn't have a way to leave, why it's a nest for Pinchas? So I saw in the Sefer as but the way the Shvotim were mevaza him, if he would come out and say, no, I came in and it was not Lemaise, but with Choshet Pinchas, and he also went in for that. Bikanoi eskinosi besoichon, veloichilisi es bnei Yisrael. What is besoichon? Zog dor achayim ha-kodesh, shuchonor chilchis kanoes. A kanoi that does a kanoes behind the back is nishken kanoi. You want to do kanoes, everyone has to know that you're a kanoi. Do a kanoes and then be scared, you know, throw the stuff from the window. No. Besoichom. But the Sponer says a beautiful bot that I have to tell you. Zog the Sponer was a tiny and klal Yisrael. One group did Averis, they married Goites. The other people didn't do a Mechoi. The way klal Yisrael had a kapores of the Sponer, he made the Mechoi loudly and clearly. And everyone was there and didn't stop him. They were supporting him. They didn't stop grab Pinchas. So his mechoy is oile for everyone's mechoy. His mechoy is mighty everyone in his mechoy. Said that Amram Bloy was the big kanoi when he went to the Afghanis. He told us at Narebi, sometimes I go myself. He said, at least, but no one stops you. There's no signs against the kanoi. We don't go there, but we don't go out against the Rebbe Halach. So they're mighty us. Posting is Mamshich, it's a beautiful word of the Rebbe Shalom. The Shem Ish Yisroel Hamuko, Asher Huko Esa Midyonis, Zimri Ben Salu, Ben Salu, Nasi Besav, the Shem Aisha Hamuko Midyonis, Kozvi Basur, Shem Ish Yisraeli, Perek Hofei Posting Yodat, Asher Huko Esa Midyonis. V'shem Yisroel Hamuko Hamidyonis. It doesn't say Asher Huko Ez HaYisroeli. Zog V'Rogatshov, Val, we said it's a loche kanoim poigim, but only when he's together with her. Asher Huko Ez HaMidyonis. But the Midyonis, why they killed her? She's not Chayim Misa Be'etzim. It's Midin Koloin V'Takolo. A loche is if a person is Mezana with a Behemah, you kill the person, you kill the Behemah. They killed Kozvi, Midin, Kolin, Vetakol, Zod, Birogachova. It's Loshon Rambam in Chizbir. Shorigim and Ivelis Li Yisrael, Midin Takole. The Rambam brings down the Posuk, and the Posuk later. Parshas Matos. Yitzvah al Midyon Ichyeisim kol nekevo hen heyo lebnei Yisrael bedvar mol limser mal ba'asher. Nikoyim, forget when the Pasha, I'm sorry, it says in the beginning of Pasha's Matos, Vayim Hashem and Moshe, Nikoyim is Nikmas Bnei Israel. Vayidaber Hashem and Moshe, Perek Lamed Alef, Nikoyim Nikmas Bnei Israel, Mesa Midyonim. Rashi says, Vayish Nachoysom, Ves Pinchos. So Rashi, Magid Shere Pinchas Shokul Kened Kulo. ומפני מה הולך פינחוס ולא הולך אלו זו אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא מי שהתחיל במצווה יגמור clear? So Parshas Matos when he went to finish Midian who went? פינחוס מי שהתחיל במצווה שו יגמור I want to read the Rashi פרק למדלת פוסק בו מפני מה הולך פינחוס אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא מי שהתחיל במצווה שאור הקוס ובסור יגמור For this is Chachomim, why Shehorek Kozvi Batsu? Shehorek Zimri Vekozvi. The Torah says, Zimri killed Midin Reim Lavi Zohar. It's no Shachas to Midian. Midian, they killed Midin Takole. Shehid Chim Mitzvah that he did Kozvi. Then the Pasuk is Mamshich. We have Tvila Skeli. Hashem wants to start to count klalis. After was a magefa, we start to count them. And we count, and we count, and we count. I want to say a beautiful vault in the Chofetz Chaim. Sarah Melimelech Bidam brings it. I saw it today in the morning, and a lot of chizik from it. It says, Ve'eile bnei don le'mishpecho yisom. It's in Perek Chovov. Pasuk Mem Beis Mem Gimel, Arbo v'Shishim Elef, 64,000. Zog de Chofetz Chaim in our parsha. Kan Girsolonu Atoyro ki Ein Chochmo v'Ein Eitzol Neged Hashem. Who knows how much kids Binyamin had? You know how many kids Binyamin had? 10. How much kids Don had? 1. Ubnei Don Chushim. Chushim was deaf. If you remember the story with Esau, when he came, he didn't know, he chopped off his head. Don had one son deaf. Binyamin had 10 kids. Only think how Don was going, going around with a full stomach, first was like, one deaf kid, what will come out of it? Binyamin has 10 beautiful kids, Mupim v'chupim. Couple years later, Shevet Don has 64,000 and Shevet Binyamin only has 54,000. The Gemara says in the end of Seida, Don Rube Beuchlisi. Zog the Chofetz Chaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could make a person to Matzliach from one kid more from someone with 10 kids. Someone doesn't have money, a little bit, could shine the world eventually, more from a guy that has everything working out for him. It could look sometimes in the short term differently. Says the Koyach of the Yitzchor is to Mebalbel the person. Says Amolek veBolok. Bilom, Bolok, take the first two words. Bilom, Beis Lamed, and Bolok, Beis Lamed, Bilbul. Last words is Amolek. Bolok, Lok, and Bilom. Lamedai. Bolok and Bilom wanted them to bow to the cloud of soil to make them like Amolek. Amolek is Kocho Baderech, makes you nervous. He's down on Moshol, it's a place in the forest. That is a big forest, there's huge snakes, and there's birds. There's nothing else for the snakes to eat. But they can't climb on these big trees. They stand under the tree and they open their mouth and they shoot their arrows. The bird gets so nervous, she starts to chuckle and she jumps and she falls down into his mouth and he eats her. the nochash can come up to you. You can fly. The bird is free to fly. The yetzer has a koyach to tell a person you don't have so little. You have so shvach. Hashem has a plan. Person has to know. He says, Melech of the Remez, it says in the Brochus, Yaakov gives Don. Don, Yodin Hamoy, Lishuascho Kivisi Hashem. Rashi Darshan's it. Shimshon said it. Don came to his father. I need a brocha. I'm one deaf kid. Look what's going on. Shiv teiko. He told him, Lishuascho Kivisi Hashem. A person has to know. Ribbono shel Olam takes care of a person. Just he cannot have a bilbul. Says always in the Maaseh that he knows from two people, two bochim. The parents went away because they were stuck. They didn't have where to be. They said they go for tzvas for Shabbos. Took a bus. The guy came late. It was really a couple minutes before Shabbos. They were holding in Tveria. So they went down. They didn't have nothing to eat. Garnish. They knocked on the first door. Person opened them, welcomed them, told them, you don't understand, it's good you came this week. Because last week, I have so much kids, Einiklach is not Nagir. But this week, my Einiklach went away. There was a family that was coming back, so I prepared everything for them. In the meantime, some Maskalim knew that the family came, they took the family because I'm left with the whole food. I was waiting for guests. And he made the story short. 2 weeks later, one of these Bochum got engaged to his granddaughter, this guy. Hashem sent him. He prepared the food. He prepared everything for them. Had the pshat, but beautiful. They didn't have where to be. They said, we'll go to Tzfas. Hashem sent him to the house, prepared the food. Everything. They didn't deserve nothing to suffer. Not say that sometimes in life you don't suffer. They didn't have to suffer bichlal. Walk off the bus, everything was waiting for them, and Hashem was waiting. I had to meet him to find out that he's a good bacher. Chafetz Chaim says, a person has short, he looks short. But if he will understand, Bino Olam takes care of him. You know, in our generation, it's so easy to see it. You go around the world, there's a lot of wealthy people, the Jewish society, that a lot of them are survivors from the war. Survivors without a penny. Now, the war finished 60, 70 years ago. Zell. You're right. There's families that the money is really Shem Yerusha, Vidodo. There's a lot of real money and survivors. A guy out of nowhere. If Hashem wanted, he made it. This is Darkei Hashgacha. So, you know, if it's time, a person has to learn. We'll go by it though. Pasuk is Mamshik. The Noitz Lofchot come to Moshe Rabbeinu and they ask for a Nachle in Eretz Yisrael. Vayakre Moshe es Mishpotam Lifnei Hashem. Vayemer Hashem el Moshe Leimoy Keim Noitz Lofchot Doivres. Yofe tovu, ashri odom shakadosh baruch hu maskim imra. Say over a maise, Shabina Robert was, there was a lot of noise in his house. So he went to see what is happening. They told him that the girls are talking. He said, I'm foolish apostle. Ken b'noi slav chodoyvois. He made a mechor, he's not allowed to use it. A lot of people use it. Chaim Kanievsky also says, he says more than Slavcha. It's a famous meiser, Rav Kiva Eiger, was faring someone to become a son-in-law. And they gave him his fruits and eggs. And the guy made shahakal of the egg before the fruit. He Rebbeinu asked him, "Halacha, you make boyim pyoreis before shakur." So he says, "I'm a fool shapasuk." No Yiddish for this. The ha'ai mikedem. Ai is the egg. It says in when Yeshua came to Israel, it was Yericho v'ai mikedem. So Rebbeinu said, "Let's honest arois," and he kicked him out of my house, his house. So then, the guy made shahakim before, that could be an edim yet. But a guy can make a joke of a pasuk v'ayim mikedem. Some people use the pasuk. Vaydav amoyshel Hashem leimo yifko ed Hashem aloike arucho yislechol basor ish alo eido asher yeitze lifneihem v'asher yovi lifneihem אשר יוציאם ואשר יביאם ולא יתיה עד אס השם קצוין אשר אין לו הם רואה מוישה הסדה ונגדל השם ופודו מלי זה היה דן הסדה, מה זה פשט? מוישה הסדה ונגדל ובי המלי I remember, it was around almost 15, 16 years ago, before, when the Ger Rebbe was nifter, the Simcha was nifter. So it was a shayla who would be the Rebbe. His son, who is the Rebbe today, or his brother, Pinchas Menachem. The Maisa, the son, pushed clearly that his uncle, the brother of the Ger Rebbe, will become Ger Rebbe. And after that, it came back to the son. So it was Parshas Pinchas, when it was the first Tish, Pinchas Menachem, Rebbe. So he stole the aura in this post. I remember this. Yivkei Hashem Elokei Aruchis Lechol Bosor Ish Al Haido אשר יצא לפניהם, אשר יובל לפניהם, ולא יתיה עד אס השם קצוין אשר אין להם רואה. Well, he's telling Hashem, please put a manik instead of me. Very nice of Moshe Rabbeinu to take care of them. But what is the המשך? ולא יתיה עד אס השם קצוין אשר אין להם רואה. He's explaining Hashem, and if you take care of it, so you know they will be okay. פשטייט מן. תוסים איש על העידה אשר יצא לפניהם ואשר יובל לפניהם. באמת, לא יסיעה לזה שם, כי זה נשאר אין להם רואה. So he said, it was two תפילס. There's one תפילה of Zayin HaMalik. But if the Tzibur not accepting the Malik, it doesn't help. Sometimes the Choshe of Malik, but the Tzibur doesn't want it. So he davened for two תפילס. First תפילה is, Hashem Eloike Aruchu is Yifkoid Ish Ala Eidu. אשר יצא לפניהם, ואשר יובל לפניהם. אבל רכבד אוסו, ציבור במקבר דמאני, ולא יתיה עד אס השם, קצרין אשר אין לו רואים. זה בזונר התפילה. אז השם אנטיזם, כך לכו את ישוע בן נון, איש אשר רוח בוי, וסומכתו יותכו אולו. Can find this. Someone told me I can't find this now, but it's very important to find it. I I didn't see it inside. Someone told me yesterday. I forgot what Rishon is. He told me Kimat the Loshon. It's a Mot Nazar. Yeshua is the one that is going to take over Moshe Rabbeinu. And he's already 40 years with him. And vice versa, Moshe did not decide that Yeshua is the one. Not like Moshe felt, oh, if I can Chazal say, Moshe thought maybe his kids will be. Not the Pshat that he. L'chor, there would be the right thing to tell Moshe 40 years ago, train Yeshua in. I'm saying, I have to see the solution inside. He said, there's no training to be the manik. The next manik sits and learns day and night. When the time comes, he's called and Hashem gives him the siyata d'shmaya. He doesn't have to go to the 20 meetings of the moyetzes to know how to take care over later. Sit and learn, and the day that you will have to run, Hashem gives the siyata d'shmaya. Okay, we'll do it. If he's the next manik, you know, you have to make shtaz, I know how to call it, yeah? Stas. You know, you go up to the hospital a little bit when you want to run a doctor, you have to be a little bit like half a doctor before. Nursing home, you know, you run a little bit. No. Yeshua has 40 years with Moshe. No training, no planning. Moshe, he's your guy. Train him. The Samarto Olov, the Marto Oisoi, the Nasarto Meoitro Olov. This was the only way. ויעש מוישה כאשר ציבו השם מויסוי ויקח ישוע ועמידהו לפני אלוזר הכהן וישמח אסיודו בעולו ויצווהו כאשר דיבר השם. Rashi brings down the Nosatim Ha'oritcho V'Lekirotcho Nimetzel Medim Pnei Moshe Kepnei Chamo Pnei Yeshua Kepnei Levono Skenim Shebador Oyo Imrim Oy Lo Yiso Busho Oy Lo Yiso Klim. So Zarichis, I can't go into it now, I'll just say one of the vault. Chazal say why Yeshua was Zoyche, because he was Mesada the Safsolim. What is the vault of the Mesada the Safsolim? The Mesada the Safsolim, the Yesod of the Mesada the Safsolim is Yeshua had a seat in the front. He was 24 hours with Moshe. He wanted that everyone that comes to hear Moshe will have a place. Sometimes he's a choshev guy, but he doesn't give chance to more bochim, to more people to be matzliach. It's not good. The mile of Yeshua is mesader hasafsol. He took care of different people. He gave to different people. He was all given for different people. This is the koyach of the manik. This is the schus of a person to become a manik.